This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you people doing, brothers and sisters? How are you? How is everything? How's Ramadan with you? Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lak alhamd. It's almost gone. This is how it is with Ramadan. But may Allah Azza wa Jal again bless this time that we're spending together, because I truly, truly, value this time and cherish it, because I know I may not be here next year. So I'm going to cherish this time with you to the max, inshallah ta'ala. Today, the shuyukh they've already started Salat Al-Imran yesterday, the very beginning of it. And today it's juz number 3 from Salat Al-Imran. Salat Al-Imran, brothers and sisters, they're going to recite from page 52 to 76 today. Those of you who are following from the Mus'haf, from page 52 to 76, Surah Al-Imran, which is also called Az-Zahra, or the flower. It's one of the names of Surah Al-Imran, Az-Zahra, or the flower, juz number 3. It is a Madani Surah, not Makki, it is a Madani, just like Surah Al-Baqarah. In terms of its revelation, it is number 87. In terms of the sequence of the Surah that has been revealed, 87. Surah Al-Baqarah is number 86. Surah Al-Imran was revealed right after Surah Al-Baqarah, 87, subhanAllah. It has 200 verses, which is in the verses, or we say Juz Para, Para number 3, or Juz number 3 from the Qur'an. It has 41 sabab, because every surah in the Qur'an and every ayah has a sabab as to why. Sabab means, sabab in Arabic, in English? A reason as to why it was revealed in Urdu. We copied it from you, Arabs. Yes, right? We copied from you. Okay. So, 41 sabab. It has 41 reasons as to why it was revealed. Some of the asbab are related to ahkam. Some are related to tarbiyah. Some are related to the battle of Badr. And some are related to the battle of Uhud. If you want to learn more about the battle of Badr, especially the battle of Uhud, read Surah Al-Imran. So it started with huruf. It started with what? Surah Al-Imran, it starts with Alif Lam Mim. What we call that? Tahajjud? Tahajjud. Not tahajjud. Tahajjud. All right, here we go. All right, so huruf al-tahajjud. Sah. Huruf al-tahajjud. And it talks about, let's talk, some gems. Let me throw in some gems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Such a very beautiful ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal, لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is not unknown for Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-knower subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything. He knows things that happened in the past, and he knows things that are happening in the present, and he knows things that will happen in the future subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yakhfa alayhi shay, which means you can run, but you cannot hide from Allah Azza wa Jal, because he is as-sami' al-alim al-basir al-shaheed al-raqib subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the names that we will study during the names of Allah Azza wa Jal lectures on the weekend. Allah Azza wa Jal also mentions here another powerful ayah, one of the most powerful ayahs in the Quran. قل اللهم مالك الملك. Allah, Allah, Allah. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء. Today you're the king, tomorrow you're not. When I hear about this ayah, or when you recite this ayah, and you talk about politics, you talk about this king or this president, or today you may have power, tomorrow, no. Today you're healthy, tomorrow you may not be healthy. Today you have a house, tomorrow you may not have a house. قُلْ إِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say, O Allah, the owner of sovereignty. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You bless kingdom or sovereignty to whom you wish, and you remove it to whom you wish, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tu'izzu man tasha', you give izzat, you give honor to whomever you wish, and you disgrace whomever you wish. Everything that happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the controller and the doer of this universe subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the story of Al Imran. Who are Al Imran? The story or the ayah or the surah takes the name of Al Imran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhan wa Al Ibrahim wa Al Imran ala al alameen. Allah astafa, Allah He selects. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is one of the sunnah of Allah in this universe. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْطَارُ. Allah, He creates and He favors. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about some people He favored. He says, Allah astafa, He favored Adam, He favored Nuh, and the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran. Who's Imran? Imran is the father of Mary, the grandfather of Isa alayhi salam, Imran, and his wife. But he says here, Allah Azza wa Jalla astafa al-Imran, the wife of Imran. Why? What is this so special about you for you to be favored by Allah Azza wa Jalla? These people have something that is so special that Allah favored them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah creates any favors. He favored you, Prophet, and my Prophet, to be the seed of all prophets, the last prophet to come, and the very first prophet to enter Jannah. He favored us as an ummah of Rasulullah, because this ummah is the last ummah that was sent to mankind, and the very first ummah that will enter Jannah. And the best ummah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You were the best nation that came out to mankind. So why this woman is so special? Sisters, are you listening? Yes. Okay. I said yes on their behalf. Maybe their child, I don't know. This woman, she says, is إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ. I wish if our wives or parents or fathers would have this thinking of this wife of Imran. They said her name is Hannah, but not in the Quran or in the Sunnah, but it's from the Israeliyyah. They say her name is Hannah. She says, قالت إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نظرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني. She says, Oh Allah, I have dedicated that which is in my womb to be in your service. يعني she was an old woman. For some of the people who come and say, Ya Rabbi, Ya, make dua for me. I want to have a pious, righteous son. I've been told that I cannot have babies. I've been told that I'm barren. I've been told that, you know, from doctors that I cannot have babies. They said, but if Allah said that you can, then you can. Because this woman was old. You're a doctor, you understand that. This woman was old. But then she never lost hope, and she says, Rabbi, inni nadartu, if you are to bless me with a son, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have that baby serve the Quds, serve the Musallin, serve the worshippers. If our women can today say, Ya Rabbi, or our fathers can say, Wallah, our next baby, inshallah, we will dedicate that son or that daughter to be alim or alimah, to be hafid or hafidah, to be sheikh or sheikha. This is what she did. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed her. Right? And then she became pregnant. And then she says, Rabbi. قالت فلما وضعتها قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم. She says, Oh Allah, I gave birth to a woman, to a girl. Because she thought she wanted to have a change in the, because the Romans, they caused mischief on earth at the time, the Romans. So she wanted to change, and she thought that change can only happen to the men. So she wanted to have a baby, a boy, and then who can serve the Mustalin and real Roman, he can make that change. But she gave birth to a woman, to a female, and then she says, Ya Rabbi, inni wada'tuha unsa. Wallah, I gave birth to a female. Wa laysa dhakaru kal unsa. Wa inni samaytuha Maryam. Allah proved her that she was wrong. In what way? I'm sorry. In what way? That change can not only happen to men. Change can also happen to women. إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Zakaria. وَكَفَلَا زَكَرِيَا. Not Mary is born. And who looks after her? Zakaria. Zakaria, who's Zakaria? Zakaria is the one who looked after Mary, because Mary, she didn't have no father. Right, I mean, Isa, Mary. So she says, when he came and he made this very beautiful dua, Rabbi habli min ladunka. Here's another proof that yes, if Allah says do or be, it can be, inshallah ta'ala. Rabbi habli min ladunka durriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'ud du'a. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى. Then he made the dua, saying, Oh Allah, bless me with a son. He wants also a son. He is an old man.
And then he's making dua, Allah bless me with a son. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his call as he was praying. If you want, this breakthrough always happens when you're doing something good. He was praying, as he was praying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called upon him and he says, Ya Yahya, Ya Zakariya, Inna nubashirka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. Oh Zakariya, we give you the cladding of the ghulam with a boy by the name of Yahya. He says, Ya Rabbi, I'm old. And my wife is barren. I'm old. And how can I have baby? Allah says, Allah again, he does as he wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the story of Maryam and Isa. And then at the very end, I'm going to end with this, as it is 10 minutes, 27 seconds. One more minute. For me, another gem, one of the most powerful ayat in the Quran that talks about unity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun wa atasimu bihablillahi. Jami'a. Allah Azza wa Jalla, all you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, should be feared and do not die except in the state of Islam. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Stay strong together. Stay together. Unite together. You see, when the Prophet Muhammad migrated from Mecca to Medina, what did he do first? The Prophet Muhammad, when he migrated, he built the masjid. And after he built the masjid, what did he do when he migrated from Mecca to Medina? He built the masjid and then He called for unity between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. This is what the Prophet did. So here Allah is saying, and come together, unite, don't disunite, love one another. This is the spirit of Ramadan. You see, I see Arabs, I see Pakistanis, I see Malaysians, I see Chinese. I see Arabs. I see people. This is the beauty of Islam. When you go to Mecca and you make tawaf, in Mecca you see 300, 400, 500 people different from different countries and different nationalities. It's amazing. That is the beauty of Islam as we see us here together. So al-Muslim, al-Muslim kal-bunyan. We need to support one another as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Be as he says, a rope. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on into the rope of Allah and don't disunite. I hope this message comes through, inshaAllah ta'ala. We want to be united, we not want to be disunited. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless you all, to put barakah in your health and your wealth and your families, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ameen. I love your smile. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.